7.9.
It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Good evening. Good evening, Jacksonville. It is so good to once again be here with you on this Saturday night. Tonight, I'm going to probably most likely be taking lots and lots of live calls because tonight I have been put on the spot. Yes, that's a word right there that just dropped in somebody's spirit. God's getting ready to put some of you on the spot. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about the on-the-spot blessing, the on-the-spot anointing, the on-the-spot assignment that God is getting ready to birth and break within you in order to loose you into everything that he has for you to do in this season on the spot. Before I get into that, we might have an opportunity this evening to have a bishop present from Kenya, Africa, where he will be speaking a little bit about his ministry as well as helping me take the prophetic live call-ins in order to accurately deliver the prophetic word of the Lord to you this evening. Amen. Guys, I want to give a shout out to all of my new friends that I made today, those that met me today in person at the event at the airport. I believe Prophetess Sharon Hall Green was there today. Amen. A wonderful, mighty, mighty prophetess. The host, Prophetess Brittany Chapman. I want to give a shout out to she and her mother, Prophetess Eileen Chapman. If you had the opportunity to be out there this Friday and Saturday, this weekend, it was an amazing, amazing, amazing move of God with so many anointed women that were present delivering the word of the Lord, delivering deliverance, delivering the prophetic word, even delivering different blessings out of the apostolic realm of Almighty God. Amen. So if you're one of the people that came up to me today and we met and we had the chance to finally meet each other, I am so glad that I got to meet you, and I am so glad that the Lord is using me in this season to unlock the hidden voices, to unlock the hidden voices. And the Lord is saying to me right now that it's that on-the-spot anointing, it's that on-the-spot ability that works in connection with the ability to unlock the hidden voice, because the hidden voice is a voice that has been locked up, and therefore when your voice has been locked up, your sound has never been heard. The uniqueness of what you have to say has never even been comprehended. So what God has to do, he has to give somebody an on-the-spot prophetic word over your life, because the realm that you're operating in, the dimension that you've been locked up in, has never been seen before, has never been showcased before, has never been broadcasted before. So God will bring apostolic and prophetic people in your life and show them a flash and a quick picture and a quick glimpse of what it is, this realm that he's desiring to bring you into. So God said, tonight, I want to unlock all those that I'm ready to put on the spot. Because I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that there are many of his prophetic voices hidden in Jacksonville. Yeah, you're not just hidden in the Pentecostal churches. You're not hidden in the apostolic churches. You're not just hidden in the Assembly of God churches. But God said, no, you are hidden in all denominations. God said, even those of you that know that you hear from me, but yet you're sitting in your denomination that refuses to release the sound, the uniqueness of what you carry. God said, I'm wanting to heal you from the rejection that causes those and leaders and people to reject the uniqueness within you, with because they don't have the discernment to be able to identify that it's my divine ability working through you, sounding the alarm for such a time as this. So I'm just going to begin to pray, and I'm going to begin to ask the Lord to begin to fill me with his wisdom tonight, to begin to fill me with his knowledge tonight, to begin to fill me with a fresh breath, a fresh air, a fresh mighty wind of the anointing of God. I just decree and declare a wind over your life tonight as you're listening, even over the airwaves right now. God says, even those of you that are listening as you're driving in your car, you're hearing a sound, you're hearing a uniqueness, you're feeling a divine awakening and a divine ability waking up on the inside of you that you've never felt before. And you're saying, God, what is this? And God is saying, this is my wind. This is my fresh breath coming to pick you up and to carry you into that coming up higher place. So God, what we do right now, God, we just wait on your presence, God. We thank you, Father God, that the uniqueness, God, over the airwaves tonight for those that call in, God, will be releasing prophetic decrees and prophetic declarations over their life, God. We thank you, God, right now, God, that you're making the spirits of the people divinely receptive to the DNA that you are transmitting in their spirit, man, even tonight. Hanabo Sataba Shete. I see God tonight unlocking so many voices. And many of you have been praying saying, God, unlock my potential, unlock my destiny, unlock everything that you have on the inside of me. But God says, I need you to open up your mouth and speak. And as you begin to open up your mouth and speak, that which has been locked up on the inside of you, you will begin to feel a divine release. And every door that has been shut on your behalf because you had not yet spoken to open the door, God says that the word within you is the key to unlock every unfavorable circumstance in your life. So I need somebody tonight, as you're listening, I need you to say, God, unlock my blessing. God, unlock my circumstance. God, unlock my spiritual DNA. God, unlock that healing anointing on the inside of me. God, unlock that next realm of the gift of tongues on the inside of me. God, unlock my prophetic gift. God, unlock the apostolic mantle. God, unlock my wisdom. God, unlock my discernment. God, unlock the working of miracles. God, unlock every spiritual gift that I've been blessed with in the heavenly realms. God, unlock it so I may be able to pull it from that realm into this realm. So tonight, as I have people calling in to 904-296-2251, I want to begin to pray with you and prophetically release the word of the Lord of your life. Who do I have on the line tonight?
Monica from Texas.
All right, Monica from Texas, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I am so glad to hear from you tonight, Monica. Harabosata. I hear the Lord say, do you have a word for the people? Harabosande bishete. Monica from Texas.
Yes.
Do you have a word for the people?
Yes, to push and keep going forward. Don't look back. Keep going forward. When Moses got to the river, they didn't turn back. The river opened up.
So when Moses got to the river, what did you say there? I need you to repeat that. That was a powerful revelation.
When Moses got to the river, he didn't look back, and the river opened up for him.
Wow. When Moses got to the river, he didn't look back, and the river opened up for him. So Moses was able to unlock something because of the posture that he stayed in. See, God said, I just wanted you to release a little nugget. So I can just begin to give you a glimpse of the wisdom that I put on the inside of you. Because God says, sometimes we have to hear ourselves in order to see ourselves. And God said, in this season, I'm going to begin to cause you, daughter, to hear yourself. I am taking you up and out of the old wineskin. I'm breaking the yoke of religion off of your mind. God said, I'm even getting ready to change your perspective of the scriptures again. Because I see this life of study, and I see this life of desiring the word of God and being in the word of God. But there are seasons where God begins to change your perspective of how you perceive his written word. And God says, in this season, Arabosata, prepare for the new lenses to hit your life again. Arabosata, you're getting ready to see all things new from a brand new vantage point. God said he's changing your vantage point. Because for some reason, I see you looking down in order to have to look up. And what this is showing me is that the contrary circumstances in your life, as you have looked down, it causes you to look up. But God said he's getting ready to send some blessings your way that's going to cause you to have to look up instead of looking down in order to have to look up. You're going to begin to be brought into that revelation of being seated in heavenly places with Christ, far above every power and principality of the evil one. So what this is when God says, I'm changing your vantage point, you're no longer going to be praying from the perspective of being on ground level. You're no longer going to be praying from being the perspective of ground level. But God is elevating your perspective by allowing you to see from the heavens down. So it's a broadening of your perspective. It's a change of your horizon. So God, I just thank you right now, Father God, for this vantage point. I just keep hearing vantage point, that you're getting ready to pray more strategically and effectively. Some prayers that you've prayed, it's been like you've been praying the same things over and over and over and over, and you haven't seen the fruit of your labor. That's because you've been praying from a time sensitive realm, from an improper perspective, praying from the wrong vantage point. See, it's like you're praying from the perspective of being in hell. But God is wanting you to begin to pray from the perspective of being in the heavenlies. And God says when you begin to change that perspective, that's when you're going to begin to see the evidence of the perspective change in your life. So what this is, God says in this season, I'm requiring of you an ascension in worship, an ascension in praise, an ascension in your posture, an ascension in glory. Because God said, I'm awakening a greater level of your identity, of who you are in Christ, not just a child of God, not just a daughter of God, not just a son of God, but you're getting ready to wake up to the kingly and priestly anointing that God is placing on his remnant in this season. So this idea of always having to pray these warfare prayers to get through. No, your worship is getting ready to provoke the type of prayer that you pray. Your worship is getting, your language is getting ready to change. You're going from a warfare prayer to a prophetic strategic decree. So God says he's taking you out of warfare mode and into decree and declare mode. I don't know why, but God is even wanting you to study even some books about being in heavenly realms, angelic visitations, one-on-one friendship with the Lord, knowing how to navigate your prayer life from a heavenly perspective rather than from being in the pits of hell and having to cry out to God for help. This is God wanting to awaken your identity to being a king and priest unto God. Because I see some spiritual gifts that you've been desiring to operate in for a long time, but you've not been able to operate in them because you have been praying from the wrong perspective. An example, laying hands on somebody and nothing happens in healing when you were convinced that the Lord told you to lay hands on that person. And maybe you're hearing half of the voice of God. Maybe God did tell you to lay hands on that person, but you didn't have the right perspective in order to hear from the realm of the gift of wisdom, in order to know what the word of knowledge was or the word of wisdom that person needed in order to back up their healing after you laid hands on them. So God is wanting to take you out of some teachings and bring you and give you a greater panoramic view and to embellish the mantle that's on your life. This is about embellishing the mantle upon your life. Does this make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Amen. So God says, I'm embellishing your mantle by changing your vantage point. Your vantage point or your prayer perspective will change by coming into ascension and worship and putting away the warfare prayers, because God says you've already gone through hell and you've come into the heavenly realms and you've just been asleep to the fact, because it's like everything in your life is in a standstill right now, and you don't know why, but it's because you've shifted realms without waking up to the realization that you've actually shifted realms.
Woo,
so you've shifted realms. Your anointing has increased. Who you are in God has increased. But God needed you to call in tonight in order to be awakened to the fact that milk is for the immature, but meat is for the mature. It's time to go into the greater maturity of the Lord.
Thank you.
I hope all of this makes sense to you.
Yes, yes, it does.
So God says, as you begin to implement these wisdom nuggets of change in your life, you're going to begin to see that change. And I keep hearing God say, change who you're listening to. God is really wanting you to be very sensitive to his spirit as far as, okay, because I'm seeing like you getting into desperate prayer situations, and you know the power is within you because you've tapped into it to change that situation, but because maybe you don't feel like praying at the moment or don't feel like worrying at the moment, you'll stand in a prayer line or have your pastor pray or somebody else pray for you to pray you through. So, but what you've got to understand is because you've switched realms, there you're actually in a higher realm now, but you've been sleepwalking, okay? I hear the Lord say he's waking up the sleepwalker in you. You have shifted realms, so when you go and ask certain people to pray for you, it could even be a friend, a personal prayer partner, a co-intercessor, a co-laborer in the gospel. Some people can't effectively pray for you in the sense that you need them to because you've outgrown them without realizing it.
Wow.
So God says stop going to all these people for prayer, because the only person that can answer the prayer over your life for you in this season is you.
Amen.
Because this is something that God is personally doing for you and with you and through you in order to awaken you into the mantle that he's placed upon your life. See, people that are called to be prophets, God does things a lot of times differently with them than he does everybody else. He teaches them one-on-one, trains them one-on-one, because they are then obligated to teach and train other people. Because there is a teacher in you. There is a trainer in you. Are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
So all of this makes sense.
It makes sense. It's just, I wasn't awakened.
You weren't awakened, but now you are.
Awaken me now.
That's right. So now you realize that I've been in this place of stagnation. I've been in this place of drought. I've been in this place of spiritual dryness and a spiritual wilderness. And I'm overdue my stay because I did not awaken to the fact that I have changed realms in the realm of prayer. And therefore, because I was not awakened to the fact that I had changed realms in the realm of prayer, I was praying wrongly because I was still praying from the realm of going through hell when I've actually now been awakened to the fact that I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ, far above the hell that I've been trying to pray myself through, which I've actually already come through.
Yes.
I want you to get a book called Seated in Heavenly Places by Anna Mendez. I need you to write this down. When you read this book, I need you to get a book, Seated in Heavenly Places by Anna, A-N-A. It's not A-N-N-A. It's A-N-A Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z.
Okay.
I need you to go online, Google it, and order that book. You go to her ministry, some of the stuff looks just crazy and wacky. Don't worry about that. You need to get that book. That book is going to change your whole perspective on the concerning the realm that God has placed you in, but you're still sleeping in.
Okay, what's the name of the book again?
Seated in Heavenly Places.
Seated in Heavenly Places.
Okay.
Anna Mendez. And then I can go online.
Yes, ma'am. Just Google that.
Okay.
So I praise the Lord, Jacksonville. Those listening, we have a caller on the line tonight that says that she has been awakened through the word of wisdom spoken over her life tonight to realize what the issue to her spiritual ailment is in life, the stagnation, not being able to move forward. She had shifted in the spirit realm without the realization she had actually shifted. And thank God for revealing the cause of her stagnancy tonight. I decree and declare that you will no longer be stagnant, but you shall be fruitful and multiply and walk forth in that great intercessory apostolic prophetic mandate the Lord has placed upon your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I pray you were blessed tonight. All right, guys, let's hold off on the calls for a moment. I want to introduce an amazing bishop from Africa, all the way from Kenya, Africa, here tonight. If I can just hurry up and get him on here, we are going to introduce him. Bishop Julius is here with us. Amen. I'm going to give him a moment to allow himself to introduce himself. Amen. Hallelujah. In the meantime, we will be taking some more live calls after he does that, and we will be personally praying for you and delivering the prophetic word of the Lord. All right, Bishop, God bless you. Can you just tell the people a little bit about your ministry tonight and what the Lord has called you to do in this season?
My name is Julius. I'm from Kenya. I currently am in the United States. I've been traveling across the world to teach people on prophecy, and also to teach. Our organization is called the Voice Movement. We teach people about prophecy, how to hear the voice of God, to know how they can appropriate that voice in their lives. And then we also train people on how to take over their nations as Christians. You
Amen.
Know.
Yes.
Many times Christians stay away from the affairs of their countries and leave it to the devil. So we train that you can take over your country for Jesus, take over your institution, take over the different businesses that are happening there, so that Jesus is in the marketplace everywhere, and that countries are converted, not just individuals being converted. And we also do welfare kind of stuff all over the world. So that's what we're here for. But on this particular trip, we're here to train people on hearing the voice of God, prophecy, and specifically we are talking about the ministry of the prophet. And then we're teaching about dreams and visions and the issue of angels and the heavenly realm.
That's Amen. What doing. Wow, that's yes. amazing, Bishop. Yes. Bishop, could you maybe just share a little nugget with the people tonight about when someone is first feeling the call of God, the unction of God, trying to discern whether it's his voice or not his voice? Can you maybe tell the people, at least for you or your personal experience, going back, if you can remember that far, what was it that triggered the voice of God in you? What was your brief summation of your personal encounter, and how were you able to identify that voice as the voice of God? Because the Word of God says that there are many voices speaking in the world. So if there are many voices speaking in the world and Satan desires to sift the Word of God as wheat, how do we discern and distinguish between what is our voice, the enemy's voice, our enemy's voice, or our own voice? How do we distinguish that in the initial stages of God opening up the prophetic within us?
Well, the initial stages, everybody who wants to hear the voice of God, first of all, you must be born again. You must know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Some people want to hear from God and they have no relationship with him.
Amen. Yes.
So you begin with a relationship with him, and then you have to have a church where you're trained, where you are yes. discipled. And then, of course, you got to read your Bible, because the voice of God is does not contradict what the Bible says. So you need to read your Bible. You need to be discipled. And then the last thing, which is the most important, is Romans chapter number 12. It says that if you want to know the will of God, the perfect will of God, you must have your mind transformed.
Amen.
Renewing of your mind and transformation of your thought patterns. And that is a training that people need to go through. How do you use your mind? How do you commit your mind, like focus your mind, to be transformed into the image of Christ?
Wow.
So that you know the purpose of God and the will of God for your life. I keep telling people that the mind, the spirit and the mind is actually the emotion of the spirit. It's not just the way you think, but the way you subject your mind is the way you will live.
Yes.
How you subject it, what do you subject it to? And that is an ability that everybody has been given by God.
Yes,
and some people don't pay attention to that, but that's the training that we are doing right now.
Wow, guys, if you guys are listening, I mean, this is just amazing. The training is amazing that he's doing, because it's so pure. We have so many prophetic movements out here right now in the United States where we are just laying hands on people and allowing them to receive an impartation and just expecting them to go forth immediately. But God has given the voice ministries through Bishop Julius all the way from Kenya, Africa, the wisdom on how to foundate the prophetic voice on your life. I mean, he talked about major keys. You need to have a prayer life. Your life needs to be foundated and grounded and written in the written word of God. So you are therefore able to be awakened to proclaim the living word of God. Amen. And then he said that the most interesting aspect of it all was that you need to have a renewed mind to the will of God and the purpose of God, therefore adopting the mind of Christ and allowing the mind of Christ to awaken within you. Is that correct, Bishop?
Yes, that's it. You know, many people have so many things going on in their minds.
Right.
And at the same time, they want God. People want God.
Right.
They want things. They want everything.
Yes.
There are many people who really, the voice of God is so evident.
Yes.
But they have other things they're listening to at the same time.
Wow.
So you got to choose and say, my mind will be used for the things of God. Because the mind is actually the one that controls what we say, what we do, and all this. So I keep saying the emotion of the mind.
Wow.
Very important.
Wow.
How do you focus that emotion of the brain, the
mind,
and the thought patterns?
Yes.
And that's the key.
Wow. Because how do we focus the mind? So really, yes. How do we silence those other voices? How do we do that? Can you tell us how we silence? I mean, I guess from my own personal experience, the more I go into intercession or worship, I'm able to kind of divide between my own thoughts, you know, the word. But is there something particular in your walk that the Lord has given you as a wisdom nugget to be able to know that you're staying on that frequency of the pure prophetic vein of the Lord?
It's a training. It's a training that people go through. But at the same time, as you walk with the Lord every day, pray and seek his face, he kind of, you know, that there are people who spend a lot of time hearing the wrong things.
Yes.
And the more you hear the wrong stuff, that's what you see. And an example is what we have been taught for many years. You go to many churches, people teach you a lot about demons.
Yeah.
They tell you, okay, there are demons everywhere, there's a demon in that. And yet, if you read your Bible very carefully, there are more angels than demons.
Wow. That's wow.
Because a third of the angels are the ones that became demons.
Wow.
But two-thirds are still here.
Wow.
But when people walk on the road, more people are more likely to see demons than angels because that's what they have been taught.
Wow.
So the teaching you sit under is the teaching you become. You cannot go beyond what you hear. So every day, where do you go to church? What do you do? What does your preacher tell you? And what are you taught every day? What do you listen to? What's going on with the music? What's going on with the news and everything that's going on? So it is what we're predisposed to, whatever we listen to, whatever we hear, we kind of become that.
Yes. Wow.
So God's voice is so evident, but we only hear about the devil's voice.
Wow.
The devil said this. And even in testimonies in churches,
yes,
people talk about the devil more than they talk about God. And so I think it is what we are disposed to, what we are exposed to, what we are surrounded to. Please check that out.
Wow, my gosh. What wisdom and deep, deep, deep insight that Bishop Julius has. Guys, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say that he wants some of you guys to begin to call into 904-296-2251. And we are going to pray, myself and Bishop, we're going to pray for you and believe that the Lord is unclogging your spiritual vision, your ability to hear, that he's going to open up your ears and remove the spiritual clutter by his grace supernaturally so you can listen to people like Bishop Julius and have the capacity to be able to not just to receive what he says, but comprehend what he says. And it's in your comprehension that your mind begins to be conformed to the mind of Christ. And when that conforming process starts, the word word of God is therefore confirmed within you with your conscience. The Apostle Paul said, my spirit bears witness with my conscience. Why? Because the two have become one. And therefore, when those two become one, your spirit and soul, your spirit is then able to filter through the many voices and sift through until it's able to define the one voice that is the voice of God within you, the kingdom of God within. Amen. So I want you to begin to call in at 904-296-2251. Who do I have on the line tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Who am I speaking with?
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much. God bless you. We're just going to say a prayer for you, okay? Those that are calling in now, we're operating under the instruction of the Holy Spirit to unclog your spiritual olfactories, you know, your vision, your senses, your hearing, even your speech. I even see you trying to speak the word of God in a clearer direction. There's a stability coming to your tongue, even scriptures that you would begin to speak and scriptures that you would begin to stand on that were for you in last season. God, I don't know what this thing is tonight, but God changing people's speech. He says, I'm changing people's speech. I'm changing their utterances in order that I can place them in the correct season of now. Because there are different sounds in different seasons. Fall has a different sound than summer. Summer has a different sound than fall. Summer has a different sound than winter. Winter has a different sound than summer, and so on and so forth. So when God is changing your season, he has to be able to change your sound so you can identify the season. You can't identify that you're in winter if you can't hear the sound of winter. You cannot identify that you're in summer if you cannot hear the sound of summer. You cannot identify if you're in spring, if you cannot hear the sound of spring. And what do you mean the sound of spring and the sound of summer? I'm referring to sound in order to cover the entirety of your senses. It takes your senses to be able to comprehend what physical season you're in. So therefore, it's going to take your spiritual senses to be awakened to the fact to be able to discern what spiritual season you're in. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, I hear the Lord say, yes, for you, daughter, summer is anamasata. Summer is nigh. Summer is nigh. Summer is nigh. You have waited for a long time. You have ran the race with patience. God says you are one that perseveres. He calls you my great perseverer. Arabosata. So I'm going to allow Bishop to begin to pray over you and decree and declare over you the prophetic and apostolic word of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We pray for Jackie. We pray for everybody that is under the sound of this voice.
Yes,
that,
Lord.
Lord, you show them the way. My God, keep them moving. Where they have been stagnant, not moving a step, Lord, take them to the next level. For, Lord, you desire that your people shall move to the next level in their lives. That nobody will stay back. Nobody will be callous. Nobody will be dead. Nobody will die in their spirit. But they,
yes,
keep moving to the next level. I pray that, oh Lord, anybody that has lost track of you, that, Lord, you will take them up to the next level. Especially tonight. That, Lord, they wake up in the morning moving to the next level, knowing that, Lord, they are not supposed to be in the place they have been. They will not keep rotating over this, but they keep moving to the next level. So I pray in the name of Jesus that tonight will be a night of shifting, a night of change, a night of transformation, a night of moving to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. And anything around there that causes them to stay stagnant, Lord, I pray that I uproot it now. I move it out in the name of Jesus and declare that, oh God, this life cannot be the same again. We move to the next level in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Woman of God, as the bishop is praying for you, I was seeing you just breathing on people around you in the spirit. God calls you a spiritual resuscitator. When he began to talk about people not going into spiritual death, I literally began to see people around you that God says in the spirit, you are literally their lifeline. God has made you a spiritual lifeline, and he said people are getting ready to call into your line like never before. So I call forth right now the right people, those that are not willing to die, because I see also people that are spiritually dead in your life, but they want to stay dead. Mm-hmm. So you're carrying dead weight. So God said he's going to give you the discernment and the ability to be able to recognize who really wants to be resuscitated and who really doesn't want to be resuscitated, because it's actually draining your anointing. It's causing you even sometimes to feel off balance. It's causing you to feel fatigue. Sometimes it even causes you to feel like you're losing your mind. But God says, tonight I've come to bring your mind back into the proper alignment with the mind of Christ as the Spirit of the living God. God says, you are my spiritual lifeline. Be there for the people, says the Lord. But in the midst of being there for the people, use the wisdom on how to be there for the people, who to be there for, when to be there, where. Ask the Lord for the details of the operation.
Amen. Amen.
I bless you with the love of God tonight. God bless you.
God bless. God bless. Amen.
You're welcome. Next caller, 904-296-2251. God bless you, Jacksonville. Who am I speaking with tonight?
You're speaking to Prophetess Penny Younger.
Can you say, I heard Prophetess, but what was your the rest of your name, ma'am?
Penny Younger.
Kenny Younger.
Penny.
Okay, praise the Lord. Penny Younger. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. I see a phone in the realm of the spirit, and I see people keep dialing your number, but then it's like as they begin to dial your number, there's a hand that begins, it's like it cuts off the call from coming through. And you've been kind of in a place where you've been saying, blaming it on the enemy or the devil's hindering me or the devil stopping me. But God says that his hand has been stopping these false connections from coming through in order that you would not miss the right connection. And the Lord says in this season, this is the right connection. And even over the next 3 months, God says, watch your emails begin to increase. Watch your phone begin to ring off the hook like never before. God says, watch your itinerary begin to increase. Hanabo sate beshete. I just speak divine increase over your life in every area in the mighty name of Jesus, because God said tonight, he has dialed your number. He has dialed you in. And only those that he has assigned to your life in this season are going to be able to get through, says the Spirit of the Lord.
And
praise the Lord.
I just feel like you have some people they've been a burden to you. They've been there. They look like they have been friends, but they are more of a burden to you. And the Lord says he's shedding them off and releasing you to go to the next level without them, that you can survive, you can move on, they look like they've been doing some very important things for you in life, and you think that you cannot do without them, but God says that he's moving you to the next level, and you will succeed, you will do
Amen.
Without them, and you'll make it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, woman of God, I don't know how you're going to be able to contact me, maybe Facebook or something, but over the next 3 months, even a little after the beginning of the year, even into February, I want you to contact me about different, you know, significant emails, phone calls, contacts that you receive, because I want to hear the testimony of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
904, you're welcome. 296-2251. Who am I speaking with tonight? God bless you. Who's on the line tonight?
This is Juanita.
Hi, Juanita. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
God bless you. Amen. I'm going to allow Bishop to begin to pray for you. Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we lift up your need into your hands. Lord, you know. You know what's going on. You know the situation. You know everything, oh God. And so I pray that by divine action, divine ability, you take her through every step of the way without any tears. Lord, she's cried enough.
Yes.
Yes. There's a tear that has been dropping out of this heart just because they want to love you more. And some circumstances and issues around there, they keep pulling back. And Lord, you know her. I ask that in the name of Jesus, you take them to the next level without this pain in the name of Jesus. I release her to you. I release an anointing over her life, that Lord, she will transform many lives around. I see people surrounding you and depending on you. People that want to go where you are going. And sometimes you don't know what to offer. You just feel like I'm empty, I have nothing. But you are so dependable, and people are looking up to you and saying, "Oh my, This is what we are looking for. I pray that you may realize that in the name of Jesus. You may know that there are many people that see what you have as a gold mine and they want to come for it. So Lord, may the Lord release you to be a minister of grace, a minister of power, a minister of anointing to the rest of the world and to the rest of the people that hang around you. And every tear that has dropped because of any pain that you have gone through, today it is turning into fertilizer for your growth, for your level of lifting. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Receive that unction in Jesus' name.
Amen. God, I come against spiritual fatigue. Spiritual fatigue, Arabasanda, wanting to give up, Arabosata, wanting to throw in the towel. Arabo, I see the angels of the Lord picking up even the very towel that you want to throw in on yourself, Arabosata, and cleaning you up with that same towel. Arabosanda, because God says even the mistakes that you've made that have become the towel that you just want to throw in and give up, God said he's going to use those very same mistakes or the testimony of those mistakes to be the thing that cleans you up and brings you into the place that he's calling you to be, his pure and spotless bride. So I call you out of the mindset of condemnation. I call you out of the mindset of guilt. I call you out of the mindset of failure. The Spirit of the Lord says to remind you tonight that you are more than a conqueror. That he has purpose for you. He has placement for you. He has position for you. Because I'm seeing where you kind of been wandering alone and not really, and you feeling directionless, directionless, directionless. But even as God told Abraham, when God placed him in the west all by himself, he said, Abraham, you're not just in the west, but the west has a north, it has a south, it has an east, and it has a west. So God wants you, he's awakening you to realize that you actually have resource in the midst of believing you don't have resource, because you have not been able to discern what is the good in your life and what is the bad in your life. But the Lord says he's bringing you into a place where you're going to be able to discern the blessing. And when you're able to discern the blessing, you're going to be able to grab onto the blessing. And when you're able to grab onto the blessing, you're going to be able to walk into the blessing. And when you're able to walk into the blessing, you're going to come out of the lack or the spirit of lack that's causing the spiritual fatigue, because you've now been able to properly discern the will of God for your life, which is what carries the blessing of God upon your life. So I see this mentality, like you have this fear of missing God. You have this strong fear of missing God. God, I just don't want to miss you. God, I don't want to take that opportunity, because what if it is actually an opportunity from the enemy trying to deceive me? And God says, daughter, can I remind you of my word that every good and perfect gift only comes from above, only comes from the Father of light. God said, receive the things that are in your life right now, because it's in your reception of those things that you're going to be able to come up out of this dry place. Hanamosata. So I come against the whirlwind of confusion. Anamasata. The whispering lies of Satan that would say you're not going to make it. That God, that's not really God. No, God didn't really send that resource to you. God didn't really send that job to you. God didn't really send that opportunity to you, because the reason you've had habitual loss in your life and you've not had the stability that you need, the reason you've had the habitual loss is because you have discerned the blessings of God in your life as a curse from the enemy. But God says tonight, I'm here to change your perspective and to never again question the hand of my provision in your life, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I come against that spirit. Anamasata. Harabosata, that spirit of paranoia, that spirit of fear, that generational, even Arabosandabashete. Arabosandabababababababa. I see it jumping on family members. It's like jump from your mom to you. I just see it jump, 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 jump. And I see that same spirit causing anxiety and disease in the body of different family members. Anamosata. God says, disease nor harm shall not come dry nigh your dwelling. Arabosata bashete. Because he's taking you out of the place of habitual fear. You will not have a heart attack. You will not die prematurely. You will not have lung disease.
No.
You will not have COPD. Mm. You will not have diabetes. You will not have these little diseases that have jumped around or attempted to jump around in your lineage that have come by way of a spirit of worry, anxiety, and fear. Because God said, if you receive this tonight, the curse is broken.
Thank you, Jesus.
Harabo sata ba shi e e e e bo robo sata. See, a lot of times we believe when God says that a curse is broken over our life, that we have to shake and we have to shiver. And sometimes the manifestation of the glory causes us to do those things. But sometimes God just needs us to be able to adopt the right perception, and we're able to see the situation as he does. We're able to believe and receive the faith to receive everything that we are in Christ. And we're able to receive that reality. We become awakened to that reality, and we begin to walk in a fresh anointing, a fresh grace, a new joy, a new place. And we wonder, were we really delivered because we didn't have this significant encounter of shaking and shivering and rolling all over the ground, which is great. But the point is, God's not doing that with you. Your deliverance is in your awakening, so that you will stop calling the blessings of God in your life a curse.
Amen.
Does this make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Well, I love you with the love of God. We're going to go ahead and have to take the next caller tonight. Amen. God bless you, Jacksonville, 904-296-2251. Who do I have speaking on the line tonight? Hello? Next caller, 904-296-2251. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Is this Prophetess Cadence?
It is.
This is Shirley Clements. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well, too.
Oh, amen. I love you. God bless you.
I love you, too. The number's down to 52 now from 162.
I want the bishop to pray for you. I don't want him to know anything.
Okay.
Okay, but praise the Lord. I received the report of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Can you please pray for Miss Shirley? I love you, too.
All right.
Amen. The Lord says you might be serving in a situation where you're not recognized. Whereas it looks like nobody knows you. It looks like you're not as visible as you should. But the Lord says he knows even the number of hairs on your head. God has taken you up in the name of Jesus. And those, it's, you know people who look like they're ignored. It's like they're not there. You know, that's what I see. Somewhere you look like you're doing so much for the Lord in the background, but it's like it's not noticed. The Lord says he's noticing you, and his Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that tonight there will be a total transformation in the perception of our sister, that she will look at herself as more than a conqueror, as a victor in the name of Jesus, that the prayers that have been prayed for years have been answered tonight.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Tonight is the night of testimony. Lord, she feels discouraged that these prayers have been going on for so long and nothing has happened, and whatever she trusted you for has not come to pass. I pray that tonight it shall be a night of assurance. A night of assurance that your love and care for her is forever and never coming to an end, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, her service in obscurity has been noticed by you, in the name of Jesus. God has noticed the service in the dark places where you have been doing a lot for the Lord. God has noticed you and is giving you grace for the next level, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
All right, Miss Shirley, now that the word of the Lord has been given, I'm going to allow you to testify to the goodness of Jesus in your life. Can you please tell the people of Jacksonville, those that are even suffering from cancer themselves, listening now and believing for hope, just how you have encouraged yourself when you had no, even as the bishop was so accurate, not necessarily anyone around, kind of by yourself, even necessarily to encourage you. But David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. Can you tell people the secret of encouraging themselves in the Lord in order to get to that place of divine, miraculous healing in their life? Because so many times we're looking for people to lay hands on us. And I understand that's biblical and that's sound, but there's an intimate place that God is desiring to bring his people in the season, because they said the same anointing that is within him is in us, and there's no need for any man to teach us anything. And if no man needs to teach us anything, then that means that we are also able to tap into the realms of healing through the teaching and unction of the Holy Spirit. So could you just share with the people what the Lord is doing and has done in your body? Amen.
Oh God, it's so much. But I, like he said, I've been serving the Lord for 29 years faithfully.
Amen.
Tithing, doing everything possible, doing volunteer work in a women's shelter. God took me out of Vermont and took me to Connecticut. My husband divorced me. I was rich because I wouldn't give up the Lord.
Amen.
And
wow.
I was down, I was down there 25 years by myself as a single woman, running a health food store. That was a ministry in itself. Then running back to the woman's home to do volunteer work, running to the church, being a deacon in the church.
Jesus.
Running, but wanting to be faithful to God because I trusted him and I was in love with him. He was my husband. So I've been single for 25 years. God hasn't brought anybody around. And I'm 70.
Wow.
And knew it was time to retire. I wasn't feeling well. And God brought me back to Vermont to my family after 25 years. And 2 weeks after I was here, I got really, really sick. And I kept telling my girls, I have two daughters.
Yes, ma'am.
That I was going to, they kept saying, Mom, you need to go to the doctors. And I said, no, God is going to heal me. God is going to heal me. And I was getting worse. And they said, Mom, you're either going in the ambulance or you're going in the car. But you're going. And the doctor said that if I didn't come in that night,
yes, ma'am,
I would have died
of, wow,
congestive heart failure, kidney failure, dehydration, and too much calcium in my blood because I had stage 4 breast cancer.
Oof.
It had metastasized to my bones.
Jesus.
And I had a rare form of cancer in my uterus.
Gosh.
So I almost died twice, but God, I knew God was going to take care of me.
My God.
I've been faithful. I've been faithful.
Yes,
and that's
you
what
have.
I said to God. I mean, I don't remember some of, I had to go to 3 different hospitals.
How about Sunday, Bishiti?
In 3 weeks. And I don't remember some of that time because I was in a coma. And doctors were shaking their heads. They didn't know what to do with me. But my cancer number started out at 160 in February. Last week, it was down to 52. I've had a complete hysterectomy.
My God.
The doctors don't understand it. They don't understand why I'm doing so well.
Jesus.
I'm telling them about Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, my God.
That's the Lord. That's the Lord.
Last week I went to a doctor and she said, I saw you in March. I can't believe it. You're the same person. And I said to her, I have to tell you, I'm a Christian. This is all Jesus. This is all Jesus. It's Jesus.
And you know, I'm a testament to, you know, even in your own pain, you encouraging other people because you encourage me all the time. And it's just a beautiful thing to see the faithfulness of the Lord back to you as you're faithful to his people as a steward of love and charity and mercy that you continually show to people on a daily basis. So I'm thankful for the reward of the Lord over the diligence of your life. I'm seeing in the spirit a spotlight over your home. It's like not have you just been hidden, but your whole household, your home, your entire fortitude has been hidden. And there's a spotlight, and I hear resources, like there's help on the way.
On
like
the way.
It's
yes.
Almost as you saw that,
I hear
Bishop.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if, you know, let's just say that there was still the milkman. You know, the milkman is driving by your house, and for some reason, he has an inkling to knock on your door and deliver milk for no reason. I mean, just like little surprises coming to your door. So the Lord says, even by Christmas time, begin to look out for the little surprises that begin to come your way from every direction and to recognize it as gifts from the heart of the Father to you. Amen.
Amen.
And it will be a never-ending flow.
Amen.
But begin and keep, amen, and keep coming. And keep coming.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I love you, Shirley, and I look forward to speaking
too
with you soon. And I'm so thankful that your testimony of self-healing through divine healing, through the fight of faith that you have fought, has encouraged those listening on the line tonight that may need healing in their bodies. If you need healing in your body, we can take a few more calls, 904-296-2251. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Angel.
Angel. Is this Miss Angel that always gets through, Angel?
Yes, it's me.
I'm not. I don't know how you do it every week. I mean, there must be but 300 people, whatever, that call in every week. I mean, between Jacksonville social media, and Angel gets through every week. I mean, it's like she must have angelic assistance over her life, like literally.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I pray for her all the time, Bishop, I'm going to allow you to pray for Angel tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Let's pray. Angel, please just put your hand on your forehead and let's just pray. Lord Almighty, I pray for Angel. Lord, my Father, my King, and my Lord, that she may find the channel she's been looking. She may find what she's been looking for. She may find what's missing.
Yes.
May find what's missing. There's this missing link. She feels that there's something that's not, it's not working right. I pray that Lord tonight she'll find that missing link.
Amen.
She will dream about it. She will see it. She will, and she will go to the right place for that missing link. I pray that Lord, whatever she has not found in the churches, in the ministries where she has served for these years, Lord, tonight she'll get a light in her saying, this is the way, walk in it. And you will hear that sound. This is the way, walk in it. You will feel that light. So that whatever you have been feeling that is missing, now it has been found in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that, Lord, today we will encourage Angel. You take her to the next levels. Lord, you will help her discover herself.
Yes,
discover
sir.
What she has in life. And discover the greatness that you placed in her. That she will never depend on people. She will depend on you. Lord, I pray for that dependence to be transferred. That notion that there's somebody else that can do better. That remove it from her, our God, and give her that ability, that vision to see that she's self-contained. She has everything she needs for life and godliness. We thank you, Father, for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah, Angel. I love you. All right. I'm going to shut down the phone lines. Love you. God bless you. We have about 4 minutes left of the show, and I want to give those last 4 minutes to Bishop. Bishop, you know, now that you're here in the U.S., I know when I went to Ghana and I was in your side of the world, at least not far from where you're at, the Lord, you know, was really downloading the vision into me, not only that he had for Ghana, but for Africa as a whole. Is there anything specifically when you step foot in the United States that you sense that the Spirit of the Lord is saying now?
United States has got a lot of mixed feelings when you get in here. First of all, I like to say that many people in this country need to transition from, just knowing the Bible to knowing God.
Amen.
You know, the people who understand the Bible, they have listened to so many preachers, but they don't have the God of the Bible. They have the Bible of God.
Wow.
They keep it, they follow it, they kind of, in Bible studies, they go to churches, but they don't have the God of the Bible. And that's what that's what I see in this country. Please, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are listening to, remember that the writer of the book did not die. He's still here. God wrote the book, but he's still alive. So we need to find a way of connecting with God and not just connecting with... You know, in Africa, I'm sure you've been there, you've seen in some churches, even the members don't have Bibles. They have no access to books. They have... But the people here are so exposed to a lot.
Right.
And that's what's killing them.
Yes.
They have enough information, too much information that they don't use.
I said that.
and so please, let's get the God, the God of the Bible. Let's not just stick with a dead book.
Wow.
Let's get the God of the book. And I know that lives will be transformed.
Jesus, and, Bishop, that's powerful.
And lastly, Prophet, I'd like just to say that... if you're listening to me and you're a pastor, you're a man of God, you're doing ministry somewhere, remember, it is not enough just to preach the word. There's got to be some power in your ministry. Not just the word and just exposing scriptures and topics and all kinds of things. There needs to be some power that transformed people's lives. So please, let's take another step. Thank you so much. I know time is
gone. We have about 2 minutes. Listen, myself and Bishop Julius, we are here in Jacksonville Monday and Tuesday night. We're continuing a prophetic workshop. Amen. He's here teaching. We want to invite you all out. I need you to write down this address. It's free. If you want to take advantage of this opportunity, if you want the prophetic awakened in you, amen, by receiving the correct instructions of wisdom that you need through the bishop that's here all the way from Kenya to pour into you freely, I need you to come out to 5913 Normandy Boulevard, 32205, Innovative Empowerment Church. Amen. I thank God for my apostle, Kenya Miller, and Pastor Overseer Eric Miller, allowing me to host this as an Awaken Me Now venue. Amen. So please come out tomorrow at noon. The bishop will be there preaching a service, releasing prophetically, as well as Monday night, 6 p.m., Tuesday night, 6 p.m., for the prophetic workshop and the gift of prophecy to be awakened within you. The word of God says, desire that you all may prophesy. Bishop, if you want to say goodnight to the people, bless the people. We love you in the love of the Lord. Good night.
Good night, Jacksonville.
Amen.
Good night, Florida. God bless you so much. It's good to be here.
Amen. God Amen. Bless.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.